This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
We begin, inshallah. I think Brother Muhammad, his grandmother passed away. Where is Muhammad? He's still here? No, not you. Yeah, he told me yesterday that his grandma passed away. Yeah, we'll get him later, inshallah. Okay. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive her and give her Jannah. Say ameen. So we'll continue the same line of thinking, giving nasiha to people. Of course, in Islam there are three areas. There's halal, there's haram, there's something in between. Mushtabahat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it in the hadith. When you have a disagreement with someone, we said yesterday, if someone did something wrong, we give them nasiha, we love the person, we hate or we disagree the wrong they do. Like say, for example, your brother or sister doesn't pray, or they backbite people. So we don't hate them as people, we disagree with the wrong they do. So we care about them, this is why we give them nasiha, and we focus our attention to the wrong they do, and you don't attack the person or humiliate them because they will not listen to you. Now, one of the biggest issues that face the Muslim community is that sometimes we disagree on fiqh issues. And sometimes we make a big deal out of it, and sometimes we start fighting together. Maybe you're not familiar with this situation at this point, but I'm just opening your eyes so when you come across a situation like this, you know what is happening here. We know in Islam we have different madhahib. Imam Abu Hanifa has a madhab, Imam Shafi'i, Malik, and Ahmed. And one day I will tell you, inshallah, why they have these different opinions, sometimes on the same issues. One thing we know for sure, they don't disagree on al-fara'id. So they disagree, for example, on the existence of Allah. Or if you're going to pray three rak'ah for Maghrib or two for Fajr. There's no disagreement on this whatsoever. Muhammad Rasulullah, the Quran is the final revelation. There is no disagreement whatsoever. But they disagree on some applications, like how you put your hand in when you read Fatiha Quran, how you move your finger in Salah, whether you give zakat al-fitr in food, which is the opinion of the majority, or give it in money. So these are different opinions in some small issues in fiqh, but they don't disagree on the usul. The fundamental beliefs of Islam or Sharia, they don't disagree. They just disagree on some practicalities within the furu' or the branches of the faith. The problem is, sometimes some of us will make a big deal out of these disagreements. In one particular case, there was a brother in one of the masajid that used to serve as an imam, and sometimes the highly educated brother, he would come to me after salah and say, okay, brother, did you wipe over your socks before you prayed? And I said, why? He said, because if you did wipe over your socks, I have to repeat my salah when I go home. What are you talking about? The issue of wiping over the socks, some of the ulama say you can do it, some say you don't do it. But we know for sure from at least 30 sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ that they wiped over the socks. There are hadith, the Prophet ﷺ wiped, Mughir ibn Shu'bah, that the Prophet ﷺ wiped over the shoes, the khuf, which is leather, and the socks, which is something like this. So it is acceptable. But if there is someone who doesn't wipe over their socks, we shouldn't argue or fight over it. You follow your madhab, I follow my madhab, khalas, it's not a big deal, right? Or the way people put their hand in salah, or the way they move their finger in tashahhud. Right? One thing we know for sure, we know about Imam Abu Hanifa, Shafi'i, and Malik, and Ahmad, that they had great respect for each other. Like Imam Ahmad and Imam Malik, they respected each other, they were contemporaries, they lived at the same time. Imam Shafi'i had the utmost respect for Imam Abu Hanifa. They respected each other. But the problem is, some of their followers who came centuries after, and they didn't have the same adab when they spoke about fiqh issues. Like in one particular case, at some point in our history, someone was saying someone from the Hanafi madhab should not marry a sister from the Shafi'i madhab. They say it's not acceptable. Why? They say because it's acceptable in the Shafi'i madhab to say, أنا مؤمن إن شاء الله. Inshallah, I'm a believer, I'm a faithful. Whereas in the Hanafi madhab, this is not acceptable, so you're not allowed to marry a kafir. Like, this is nonsense, right? It doesn't make any sense. But this shows you how disagreements can happen between people over fiqh issues. And I'll give you another example in conclusion, inshallah. The Sahaba had disagreements in fiqh at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. In other words, some of them did something in a certain way, others did it in a different way, and this happened in front of the Prophet ﷺ, and he didn't question any of them because both were acceptable. When the Prophet ﷺ was traveling in Ramadan, and he said, inshallah, we're traveling in Ramadan, whoever wants to fast, no problem. Whoever wants to, you know, to break their fast while they're traveling, no problem, some problem. So some of them fasted and some of them didn't fast. So they did it differently and the Prophet ﷺ didn't do anything. And there are so many other cases, which means it is acceptable. No problem, right? No problem. If you want to do, you pray Taraweeh 8 rak'ah, acceptable. Plus witr. If you want to do 20 plus witr, no problem. It's all acceptable. The problem is when you fight over it. You shouldn't fight over these things. I said before in the khutbah, when you look at the ibadat closely, the acts of worship we do, all of them revolve around bringing Muslims together. So when I pray with you all, or if I pray by myself, when do I get more rewards? Yes. If we're praying jama'ah with other people, we get more rewards. You pray by yourself, you get less. When, for example, you go for hajj, do you just choose any time and go for hajj, or you go with other people at a certain time? Go together. When you fast in Ramadan, you fast any day you want of the year, or you pick the month of January, the month of December, I'm going to fast this month? No. You fast in Ramadan, all of us together. The rich will give the zakat to the poor to help each other. So Islam is all about bringing people together, the sense of brotherhood and sisterhood and unity in the Muslim community. But the problem is, I'm not sure if I told you the story before, is when we take ibadat to disunite the community and fight over difference of fiqh. So this story, I'm not sure if I told the story, but there's no harm if I say the story again. In, I believe, Houston, Texas. A few years ago, and a story was told by one of the local imams, and he said it was first night of Ramadan, a new masjid, most likely they didn't have an imam, so there was a volunteer to lead salah, and there was what I call the 8 rak'ah Muslims and the 20 rak'ah Muslims, and they had a big fight. Are we going to do 8 or 20? Then another fight, are we going to finish Quran, khab? Or just read, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, go home. Right? Big fight. So they couldn't settle the thing in a civil way. They started to fight in the masjid. Right? They started to fight, and chairs were flying, and baseball clubs, and weapons of mass destruction, you know. So at some point, طبعاً الأسرى والجرحى وال Yani the sisters were screaming in the back and the kids were crying and the brothers were saying, Takbir, you know, ma'araka. So someone, the people were falling down and so someone tried to put an end to this nonsense. So they called the police. And the police came and they walked on the carpet with their shoes and both groups, the 8 rak'ah Muslims and the 20 rak'ah Muslims, were started to fight with the police. You have no respect for a masjid. Aapke saath koi mushkil hai. What's your problem? You know? You didn't have respect for the masjid when you started to fight. It's not allowed to fight anywhere, inside or outside, right? And as a matter of fact, the Sahaba and the Prophet ﷺ sometimes prayed with their shoes on because they didn't have carpets. They only had sand, right? So this is not the issue. So again, please, bring about unity in the community. And if there's a disagreement over a fiqh issue, try to understand the issue in a holistic manner. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed these madhahib to exist to make our lives easy. Say, for example, in Ramadan or in al-Fitr, Zakat al-Fitr, if I'm not able to give food, in Madhab Imam Abu Hanifa, you can give money. It's not a big deal. Khalas, as long as they base their opinion on an accepted or an authentic Madhab, alhamdulillah, it's accepted. If I do it my way, alhamdulillah. If I see someone doing it differently, so if I give food for Zakat al-Fitr and I see someone giving money, I don't fight with them. لا إنكار في مختلف في, as they say in the books of fiqh. You shouldn't fight with someone if they base their opinion on an authentic madhab, right? So you shouldn't fight with them. We'll continue some other time, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give unity to Muslims and izzah to Islam and the Muslimin. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم.